Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. It's time to chat some swimming today. I'm Brad Brown, coming to you all the way from Cape Town in South Africa, and we head to Manchester in the United Kingdom. Now we're joined by Paul Savage. Paul, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back on the show, Brad.
Paul, in our first chat, you mentioned that you came from a bit of a swimming background, although you started in triathlon pretty early in your teens, but as a youngster, you swam quite a bit. Do you think that's been really beneficial to you, that swimming's almost like second nature now? You don't have to really even think about it.
Yeah, that was a big advantage, and I've got my mum to thank for that, because she was a swim teacher and got me into swimming at a very early age, and then I was a club swimmer. So that really helped, because I'm involved in triathlon coaching now, and it's such a challenge for people that are new to the sport, that haven't got that swim background, and trying to learn the swim technique if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, where, you know, the muscle memory and the neuroplasticity isn't as good. It's a real challenge for a lot of athletes. So yeah, I was very fortunate coming from that swimming background.
You talk about technique, and swimming is all about that. I mean, yes, you need to put in the hours and the hard work, but you can put in hours and hours and hours, and if your technique is rubbish, you're just not going to get anywhere. Would you agree with that, that the first thing you need to sort out is your technique?
Yes and no. You know, it does depend on the individual. You know, you need a half decent technique. At least. But having said that, I do think sometimes that triathletes and some triathlon coaches get a little bit too hung up on technique and almost ignore the physiology and ignore the fact that you still got to put the miles in with the swimming. So you need to get the right balance. It's obviously a very individual thing, but yeah, you know, some people's technique is that poor that it's actually creating so much drag, it's almost moving them backwards. They need to work on their technique. But for some people, if they've got a half decent technique, and then you just they do a lot of, you know, decent swim training, getting a lot of volume in, their technique might actually improve and evolve as they become fitter.
Is volume the key? I mean, we've mentioned about sorting that out and who can use technique sort of advice. But at the end of the day, hard work will trump. And if you put the hours in, you'll reap rewards. Do you think that volume is key?
Yes. The thing with Ironman is obviously, you know, the majority of training and the majority of training hours in the week need to be on the bike. Because that's where you're going to spend most of the time in the Ironman. So the most important thing is getting sort of efficient swim training. So maximizing your time in the pool. Yeah, I think, you know, the single biggest improvement in my swim training over the last few years has actually been to move away from the triathlon club sessions. And I do my own sessions in a swimming pool that's a 5-minute walk from the house. You know, I can walk to the pool, I can bang out a 4K session in, you know, just over an hour, and then I'm home again. So I'm maximizing my pool time and getting the volume in. And I think that's really important.
I find it interesting you say that, because I chat to a lot of age groupers who swear by swim squads and that sort of thing. You've almost, I don't want to say you walked away from it, because you obviously with the coaching, you still do some. But for you personally, the decision is to not mess about. You know what, this is what I need to do in the pool today, and you go and you get it done.
Yeah. And that's individual, you know, to me. That's because I'm from a swim background. I've got, you know, half decent swim technique. I know the sessions that I need to do. I'm self-motivated. And yeah, there's just no fuss. I just go to the pool a couple of times a week. I do one open water swim session on a weekend, but it's just two pool-based sessions in the week, and I get that done in as a minimal fuss as possible.
Brilliant. What sort of workouts do you love doing? What's your favorite swim set?
Well, my favorite swim set is the one, you know, which we normally do at the weekend, and it's quite often Saturday morning, and it's an open water swim session. I've got together a group of decent swimmers, and basically we do really hard sort of threshold efforts together. So the weekend just gone, Saturday just gone, there was five of us, and we did 5 by 300 meters, which included going around two turn buoys. So we were sort of swimming like a triangle, coming back to the same start position at the finish. And each rep is like a mini race, which is just great for developing open water swim skills, such as, you know, learning to swim on someone's hip, learning to swim on feet, discovering that some feet are not good to swim on because the person's kicking too hard, and other feet are good to swim on because the person's got a more gentle kick. Positioning at the turn buoys, you know, do you approach from the left, from the right? Do you go a bit wider? Do you cut in? And all of those things are relevant in Ironman. Obviously, a bit more relevant over the shorter distances, but you still, you know, in an Ironman, you're still swimming in close proximity to other people. And if you're good at sighting, good tactically in open water, then it can really improve your swim split. And then depending on who's there, we can seed each rep with the faster swimmers maybe going off, 10, 20, 30 seconds back from the slower ones, and then they catch us up, and then we try and get on their feet or their hips. And yeah, it's a session that I think is a massive benefit to me and to all of the other athletes in the session that are all racing, you know, over different distances, sprint, standard, Ironman. It's relevant for everyone.
Yeah, I think it sounds brilliant because it's one of those sets that and the skills you need that people don't really practice enough. So I think that's fantastic. Paul, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to catching up next time.
Okay, thanks, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.